chapter 27, the Christian obligation to know God. If our first and basic obligation to God is to love Him, then it follows naturally that we must know Him. Man will not and cannot love one whom he does not know. We must observe that the necessity to know God is one of the least fulfilled of our obligations. How different it was in the former times when interest in the theological matters and religious knowledge was deeply felt by Orthodox souls. St. Gregory the Theologian testifies that in his time even merchants in the marketplace turned from their business affairs to discuss the consubstantiality of the Son of God. Now, many intelligent people, sometimes even those who write and speak on various purely Christian themes, positively fear all theology. They tend to consider all its explanations and questions as somehow remote from life. Because of this, an oppressive religious ignorance has appeared. A lack of acquaintances with the basic truths of the faith. Take, for example, the masses of intelligent, educated Russian people. They will enumerate for you, without error, all the czars of the House of Romanov, or the main Russian writers, etc. It is considered a disgrace for an educated person not to know this. Ask them, however, the main dogmas of the Christian faith, or to name the 12 apostles of Christ, people who did immeasurably more for mankind than any czar or writer, and in 9 out of 10 cases the result will be lamentable, even worse, in the fact that no one considers this ignorance to be a disgrace, and people even admit it lightheartedly. It is absolutely necessary that each Orthodox Christian have a knowledge of the content of his faith and of its basic truth, the dogmas of the Trinity, the divine love, the incarnation, the saving death and resurrection of the Savior, and the future destiny of the world and of mankind, etc. These questions are not something distant and insignificant. Rather, they are vital and important to us, for the whole meaning of life hangs upon their answers. All these questions coalesce in one. Is there a God, and who is He? These are questions of a singular importance even for people who barely believe. For truly believing people, to know about God is to know what He means to us and what His will is concerning all of us. This is the basic, most important and precious knowledge in life. In fact, Orthodox life itself is denied, first of all, by the defined, first of all, by the knowledge of God. The Lord Himself, while praying to His Father, said, "This is eternal life, that they know You, the one true God, and the one whom You send." From all this, we see that the knowledge of God is our direct Christian duty, and the way to it, in addition to the study of theology, is the contemplation of God. Contemplation of God is the description of the spiritual mood in which man intentionally introduces into and maintains in his conscience the thought of God, of His highest properties, the matter of our salvation and of our eternal future, etc. Such contemplation of God is essentially loved by our Orthodox ascetics, but unfortunately it is not even familiar to most of us. The knowledge of God is not, however, the mere rational acceptance and remembrance of our Orthodox Christian teaching of faith and life. Christianity is a living life, an experience of the human heart, and therefore it is acceptable by people unequally. The more the person has experienced the truth and commandments of his faith in his personal life, in the inner experience, in inner struggle and striving to live according to Christ's gospel, the deeper does he assimilate Christianity. Conversely, if a person treats his faith dryly with external formalism and is not guided by the appeals of Christ's gospel in his personal life, he will not accept Christianity into his soul and heart, and the profound content of the truth of Christ's faith will remain alien to him. Study guide. Answer the following questions. 1. What must we do besides love God? 2. What is the oppressive religious ignorance? 3. What is absolutely necessary for each Orthodox Christian? 4. What is our direct Christian duty? 5. What is contemplation of God? 6. How is Christianity in the last paragraph?